don't see Bob anywhere, and I can't run this and do that. And he was scheduled to run this. How are you?
Good. How are you? I have a question. Do you want me to do the Bowman Commission in the announcements?
Or do you want me to you tell me when you want to do them.
Can I do it before the offering? Just mm-hmm. before then you can make your...
Sure.
I'll do it before then you can do your offering thing.
That's what you said. Is this today?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How does everybody like the weather today? I do too. It's a beautiful morning. I almost messed up and left my phone on, so I got mine off, so you guys have to make sure yours are off too. Or you can put it on quiet mode, whatever. And we are going to have a prelude by Donna McIntyre. Good morning again. We have announcements, if I can get a hold of them. Now, I'm not going to give you a whole rundown on everything, but there's a really, really important one. Church cleanup next Saturday, starting at 8, going to 1 o'clock. There's all kinds of things you can do. So show up here at 8 o'clock if you want to work on the yard, pull weeds, bring some tools with you. It's always easier to bring your own than try to find the other ones. And there's a lawn care sign-up sheet, and that's really important because the people that have been doing it, everything, for so long, are kind of tired and they need a little help. So if you can take a month or a week or whatever, go on ahead and do that. And if you get it all figured out, then call Dewey Smith. Next Sunday, they're going to have a fundraiser lunch for Madison. Do you want to come up and talk a little bit about that now?
Sure. Good morning again, everybody. So like I announced last week, I have an amazing opportunity this summer in Orlando, Florida to make my singing career a potential possibility. And for that, I'm doing a fundraiser next Sunday right after church. It's a lasagna lunch. Everybody is welcome to come. And you're free to make donations or you're free to just come and enjoy some lunch with the Rouse family. We're having lasagna with some garlic bread, salad, some dessert, everything like that. And I'm even going to attempt to put on a mini concert for everybody. So please feel free to come to that. And I hope to see you next week.
So someday we may see her on TV. Anyway, there's lots of other announcements, so be sure you look through them. But put a lot of thought into helping with the cleanup and mowing and taking care of the lawn. Does anyone else have any other announcements or anything? No. The group that is going to be looking for an assistant minister will meet on Wednesday. What time?
5:30.
So if you have said yes to this cause, then make sure you show up here at 5:30 and we will get some instruction on how to go about this, okay? So now we're going to sing My Life Flows On, number 619 in the hymnal, and it is verses 1, 3, and 4.
First, let's stand and greet one another and say good morning.
Oh, that's probably a good idea.
So I'm free Monday, Wednesday, or Friday for lunch, if you would like to do it tomorrow.
Yes.
No, so maybe Wednesday or Friday. Oh yeah, me either. So we can do lunch somewhere, maybe about 11 or something.
That's good. Yeah.
I'll text you about it and we can figure out where we want to go.
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you.
Carry you a little south.
I'm trying.
I can't wait to see you on TV.
It's gonna happen someday.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Please join me in prayer. How about call to worship? We stand between Easter and Pentecost.
Surrounded by resurrection and the promise of new life.
The risen Christ bids us come. The Holy Spirit promises to fulfill us.
We come as people who know darkness, seeking God's light.
Come, you who are touched by death or despair, receive hope.
We come this day to hear the gospel's good news, that we may join Jesus to be God's good word in the world.
Please join me in prayer. Gracious God, who has created each of us to be different and yet to be a part of each other, joined together in Christ, break down the walls we have created by our differences and fit us together harmoniously as your church, that we may support one another in our common ministry and mission and so serve our Savior by whom we are united. In his name, hear us as we pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You may be seated. Our hymn of prayer today is number 264, Where the Spirit of the Lord Is. We'll sing it through two times. I'd like to invite the children to come forward for a time of sharing. Before you sit down, I have an activity for us to try together. As fast as you can, I want you to jump up and down a whole bunch. Jump, 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 jump. Jump, jump, jump. I see your shoes. You have flowers on your shoes and you have glasses. Jump up and down, Mackenzie. Let's jump. Jump, 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 jump. Are you tired yet? Are you tired yet? Jump until you get tired. I'm really old and I'm already tired. I'm going to sit down. But you just keep jumping. Just jump, jump, jump. When you're tired, oh, Carson got tired. He sat down. Everybody got tired. You know, sometimes in life, we are busy. It's like we're jumping up and down. We're running here and there. We're doing jobs. We're helping mom and dad. We go to school. We have summer break. We're just busy, 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 busy. And sometimes we get tired. And we need to just sit down and catch our breath. Can you take a deep breath? I bet there are a couple grown-ups here who might be a little bit tired today. So let's have them take a deep breath too. Are you ready? We'll invite everybody to take a deep breath in and out. This morning, we're going to talk about the peace of God. And sometimes we're so busy, we don't pay any attention to God. We don't even think about God. Sometimes we go a long time, we don't even think about God, and we're busy, and we get tired. And all of a sudden, when we sit down, we realize, maybe I should pray. Maybe I should breathe and rest and wait for God. So sometime this week, if you get a little bit tired, I want you to remember it's okay. Even if you're young and you've got lots of energy, it's okay to just sit down for a minute. Take a deep breath.
Sometimes when I get tired, I play on my tablet.
There you go. Sometimes we need to change to a different activity that doesn't tire us out as much. Sometimes we even need to take a nap. And that's okay too. It's even okay for grown-ups to rest, to just rest. When we come to church, part of what we do is we rest. And that's a holy thing, and that's a good thing. So today, as we talk about the peace of God, if there's something on your heart that has you worried, you're just feeling busy, just take a deep breath and let the peace of God be here with us today. Would you all hold hands with me and we'll have a prayer? Holy One, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for energy to live and to be and to do, but we also thank you for moments of rest when we may just breathe in your love and receive your peace. And all God's children said, amen. You can go sit with mom and dad or grandma and grandpa. And if children need nursery care today, it's available downstairs. On the back of your bulletin, you'll find a list of prayer concerns. And as we share these, I encourage you to reach into the pew rack in front of you. Take out a prayer card that has a picture of the church on one side. The other side is blank, so you can write a note to someone who needs to know you're praying for them today. Then place that card in the offering tray later in the service. Our card share this morning is for Cal and Monica Decker. We pray for health for Monica as she struggles with both Parkinson's and MS. We pray for Cal as he wrestles with health concerns and cares for his wife, his mom, and his uncle. Cal has served as our property chair quite faithfully recently, and Cal is in need of a break. He feels like he's just needed more help around here than he's gotten, and he's going to take a little bit of a break. He's resigning as property chair the end of this month. Dewey Smith is going to lead our cleanup day next Saturday, and I know that Cal would be very happy to receive a prayer card from you praying for him. He'd also be happy to receive a card saying, I'm going to mow the lawn. I'm going to help with property. So you might be praying about those opportunities. There is an addition to our prayer list this morning, and there is someone else you may want to send a prayer card to. Our prayers today need to go out to Jackie Greenlee and her family. Her son, Brad, has been in worship with us for a while. He's volunteered with the Sandwich Ministry. I'm very sorry to share with you the sad news that Brad Greenlee passed away last night, sometime between midnight and 5 a.m., I don't have any other details that I can share at this time. I know that that is an extreme shock. So please pray for Jackie and for Brad's brother Jeff, his son Matt, all of their family. Jackie will be grieving for quite some time, and she will be wrestling with the shock of this unanticipated loss. We continue to pray for people who are living with cancer and those who have health and other concerns. Jessica Heck Steele will have foot surgery on Tuesday morning. Prayers for her. Prayers for Kathy Malloy, who fell this morning and hit her head. She's doing okay, but she's got a pretty good knot on her noggin. Prayers for Kathy. Prayers for George Morrison's sister, Kathy, who has had a very hard week. She had some medical tests done earlier in the week, and it's just a difficult time dealing with several things. So prayers for both Kathys. Good news for answered prayer. Those of you on the prayer list know that Dan Cooey was in the hospital earlier in the week, and now he's here ready to be elder this morning and is doing great. So we thank the Lord for short hospital stays and answered prayers, and continue to lift Dan in our thoughts and prayers for long-term health. Phyllis Bird is the missionary we're lifting up today. She serves in Kenya. And our Mission Commission invites us to pray for the Central Wyoming Rescue Mission this week. We ask for volunteers to come forth and help the property committee, and we pray for the search committee as they meet on Wednesday evening with our regional minister. Several communities in the Midwest were affected by flooding and tornadoes and severe storms. Prayers of recovery there. Our regional prayer partners, if you'd like to sign the sheet at the back of the sanctuary, are the members of First Christian Church in Sheridan and their pastor, Doug Goodwin. Prayers of congratulations go out to Eddie Atkinson, who has completed the work for his Scout Eagle Award, a wonderful milestone. Are there others today that we want to lift up, joys or concerns we need to share together? Madison. Prayers for Madison and job adventures, new responsibilities at work, prayers of patience. Paul.
Well, I've known and been praying for a long time. I called her this morning and she's sick with the flu.
Prayers for Melanie White, who has the flu today. Charles.
Prayers of joy. We have visitors with us, Don and Marianne Duncan, who we met when we were living in Bloomington, Illinois. This past year, we moved to Estes Park and are really struggling having to live there. So, you know, lift them up in prayer for that. But we're just excited that they'll be able to come and visit.
I suppose the Lord has a sense of humor, so a facetious prayer concern is welcome. We all know it is a struggle to live someplace so beautiful, surrounded by mountains, instead of in flat cornfields in Illinois. Welcome to Don and Marianne. It's a blessing to have you here. Let us turn to the Lord now in a time of shared silence as we pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, Prince of Peace, we gather here this day as your people, representing a part of your body on earth, O Christ. Lord, we lift to you prayers that are both joyful and sorrowful. We lift to you prayers of thanksgiving for the beauty of a spring day, for the change of seasons, for the majesty of mountains, and the gift of Christian fellowship. O Holy God, we come before you to pray for healing and peace for those who need it most. Lord, this morning, as a congregation, we lift our hearts together as one surrounding the Greenlee family. Lord, on this day, for Jackie, the news has not even settled in yet that her son has died. Oh God, we pray that your spirit would surround her as she wrestles with what is beyond understanding. Lord, we also join together to pray for Brad. We give you thanks for his life, for his service to you, for the ways in which he learned and grew through relationships in this congregation. Lord, you know struggles that he faced, and joys that touched him with grace, and heartache through the years that he walked on this earth. We thank you, God, that for Brad, pain is behind him and peace is before him. Lord, welcome him with your loving arms into eternity. And surround with peace those he has left behind so suddenly. Comfort his mother, Jackie, his brother, Jeff, his children, his friends. Holy Lord, we pray for your peace to be with those who need it most this morning. We lift up to you prayers for Cal and Monica Decker, for health and strength in their lives, and for peace. We give thanks for Cal's faithful service as our property chair and a well-deserved break this summer. Fill his life with joy and call forth others in this place who will serve side by side to continue to care for your home, our faith home, this place where we love to share with others the good news of your grace, O God. We pray for Melanie as she struggles with the flu, for Kathy recovering from a fall, for Kathy Morrison, for Jessica Heck as she has foot surgery on Tuesday. God, we ask for patience for Madison in a challenging month with changes at work that will demand flexibility. We pray your blessing upon all of those who struggle with work in different ways, those who seek employment and cannot find it, those who feel their skills and gifts are not valued. Lord, bless all workers to serve faithfully in the jobs you place before us. On this Memorial Weekend, O God, we pause to remember those whom you have called home to heaven before us. We lift prayers for loved ones, for lives lived and ended on earth but continued with you. We give thanks, O God, for Christian friends who continue to be a part of our lives across the miles and across the years. Thank you for Don and Marianne Dungan for their faithful witness to you, for the ways in which they seek to follow you in their daily lives. Lord, each person in this room knows someone whose faith journey has crossed paths with their own, and we are better for it. We ask your blessing to be upon all who've gathered here this day, those who are here for the first time, and those for whom this place feels like a well-worn, comfortable shoe, the place where we step out in faith. God, we pray your blessing upon those who step out in faith in ways and lands that are far different from our own. Bless Phyllis Bird as she serves as a missionary in Kenya. Be with staff and residents alike at the Central Wyoming Rescue Mission and volunteers who prepare meals and serve in other ways there. Thank you for the work of Week of Compassion and the ways in which our church is already responding to flooding and tornadoes. And be with communities that will struggle to rebuild. May your blessing be upon members of First Christian Church in Sheridan and their faithful pastor, Doug Goodwin. Thank you, God, for Eddie's work to earn the Eagle Scout Award. May your blessing be upon all of your children. Lord, may your blessing be upon those for whom this day is filled with joy and light and laughter. And may your blessing be upon those who are in shock or know sorrow or struggle. Holy One, wherever your children are on their life's journeys in this moment, may your peace surround us. In Christ's name, amen.
When God forgives us, we receive an abundance of life and love. When we forgive others, our hearts are set free to be generous in a multitude of ways. May our lives, our giving, and our forgiving demonstrate our gratitude for the loving mercy God has showered upon us. Let's sing, O God Unseen Yet Ever Near, in the hymnal on page 399.
As we come to this table, we bid welcome all in this place. We bid welcome here everyone who seeks to know the love of God in Christ Jesus. We bid you welcome. If you are visiting today for the first time, you are invited to share in the Lord's Supper with us. We bid you welcome. If you have broken bread in this place, perhaps even for generations, you know that this table does not belong to us. To the people here in this moment, this table does not belong to this church, just this congregation. This table, in fact, belongs to Jesus Christ. It is his body that is shared for us in the bread and his cup that is freely given. All are welcome in this place to share in this feast. We recall the night when Jesus met with his friends in the upper room. While they were there at table, he took bread, he blessed it, and he broke it. He gave it to his friends and to us, saying, "This is my body given for you. Take and eat. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you to forgive your sin and the sins of many." Each time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's life and death, his resurrection, and his saving presence with us now. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray.
Father, we come to the table today to praise the life and the love of Jesus Christ. We dwell on his sacrifice to fulfill our salvation. Each time we share the bread and the wine, we share our memory of Jesus. Jesus, knowing that his time with us was limited, said, "Peace is what I leave you." We praise you, Father, for the gift of your Son. We praise Jesus for his covenant with you to fulfill your plan forever for our salvation. Eternal life for us, eternal praise for Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
We have an announcement from Keith Rouse for Mission Commission.
Just a brief moment for mission. The Mission Commission appreciates everyone's ongoing support of the Sandwich and Blanket Ministries. Helpers from outside First Christian Church will supply all the labor that is needed for the next two Saturdays. Sovereign Grace is making lunches on June 1st, and youth volunteers from Loveland, Colorado are making lunches, as well as working on blankets on June 8th. No volunteers from First Christian Church will be needed for those days. Those of you who have been using the Mission Commission's prayer calendar for May have been praying for people who struggle with poverty and for those who provide varied services for them. This has included House of Hope in Haiti, Church World Service programs for women and children, the Indian Samaritans program in New Delhi, and the Wyoming Rescue Mission here in Casper. As reported in the 2018 report from Church World Service, truly sustainable changes depends on people. The poverty programs our church supports can distribute seeds, provide livestock to families, and build water systems. But true long-term change can't happen without community ownership and participation to provide long-term education and employment programs. Much of the information we access online about specific programs describes peer learning networks and cooperatives for rural savings and loans, job and agricultural training, and income-generating activities using renewable energy. Our new prayer calendar for June and July is right here, is on the back table if you'd like to grab one. And our prayer focus is offered each week along with sources of information. For more detail about the people and services that we support, the theme for June's calendar is homelessness and Africa. And the theme for July's calendar is hunger and water. The Mission Commission hopes your use of these calendars brings us together in focused prayer for global, national, and local mission needs. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. In the upside world, in the upside down world of the kingdom of God, the weak are strong, the foolish ones are wise, and the poor are rich. So with all our weaknesses, our foolish ways, and in the poverty of our faith, let us offer ourselves to God, that God will turn us upside down and our gifts inside out to reveal the love with which God offers all. Thy diaconate will now receive our tithes and offerings. We pray, Holy One, that you will take these small gifts and turn them into an abundance of love, care, mission, and compassion. We pray for a world where goods are shared and misery relieved. Guide us and prepare us for your glorious reign of love and peace. This we pray in your Son's holy name, who taught us to live and love. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Kathy, that's one of my very all-time favorite songs, and you do it beautifully. Thank you. Now we're going to do a reading of scripture, and it's going to be a responsive reading. It's on page 744 in the hymnal. We will have we will hear it, the music, once, and then we'll sing with it, and then we'll do the responsive reading, and with the R's at the end of each of those two passages, we'll sing the song again, okay? God, be gracious to us and bless us, and make your face to shine upon us.
That your name may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us.
May God continue to bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth revere God.
Thank you, Donna, for your accompaniment on that psalm and throughout the service today. And thank you, Kathy, for that beautiful rendition of Blessed Assurance. What a gift for our souls. Our second reading today comes from the New Testament, from the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 23 through 29. If you want to follow along in the Pew Bible, you'll find it in the New Testament section on page 109. At times when the lectionary gives us scripture to read, it selects just a few verses from an entire pericope, a whole story. This is the case today. Sometimes those verses start at a strange point, kind of in the middle of a story. Today's reading comes from what is called the final discourse. It's a conversation that Jesus had with his disciples. He was trying to prepare them for his coming death. It was before he went to die on the cross. John 14 begins with the beautiful expression when Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." And then Jesus said, "You know the way to the place where I'm going." The disciples didn't quite get it. Thomas spoke up for them and he said, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And that's when Jesus spoke that beautiful, simple truth when he said, "I am the way. I am the way and the truth and the life." Well, in this final discourse of Jesus, Thomas wasn't the only one who was asking a question. In fact, four different times, four different apostles interrupted Jesus to ask, "What? Huh? What are you saying, Lord? We don't get it." In chapter 13, Peter asks a question of Jesus. Then Thomas, we've already heard. Then just before today's reading, Judas is asking a question. Jesus has said in verse 18, I will not leave you orphaned, I'm coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live, you also will live. Jesus told his disciples that they didn't understand in that moment, but they would later on. And he said, the Holy Spirit will come and will reveal the truth to you. Not everyone will understand, but those who love me will understand. At that point, Judas says to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? And this is where, in verse 23, today's lectionary reading picks up. Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. The word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I invite you to pray with me. O Holy One, we give thanks for your word. We give thanks for the words of Scripture that speak your mystery and your truth to us. We give thanks, O Christ, to you who are the living word. And we pray for the gift of your Holy Spirit, that in these moments we may be blessed with understanding and spiritual insight. Bless now the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts, that they may be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. How do we describe the Holy Spirit? That's kind of a tough thing, isn't it? It's almost as if you had a little child that you were trying to describe air so they could understand. You might say to your little one, well, air is all around you. And your child would say, you mean like the walls and the ceiling? You mean like the trees and the sky? Well, no, not exactly. Then you might say, take a deep breath. Go ahead, take a deep breath and let it out. You might say to your child, well, air, it's inside of you. We breathe it in. And your kid might say, you mean like the breakfast that's in my tummy? It's inside of me. Well, not exactly. So then you might decide, well, I'm going to try to describe air like the wind. We can't see the wind, but we can see it move, especially if you live in Casper, Wyoming. You can see the wind stir the leaves on the trees and blow the siding off of houses and knock over semis on the interstate. You can't actually see the wind, but you can see what it does. You can see it push clouds along the sky. You can see the wind pick up dust. The Holy Spirit is kind of like that explanation of air. It's all around us, but it's not the walls or the ceiling or the trees or the sky. The Holy Spirit is kind of like God's breath, God's wind. It moves in the world. We can feel God's Spirit, but, oh, it's hard to describe and explain. No wonder the disciples didn't really get it when Jesus was trying to explain to them that the Holy Spirit would come and be with them. Jesus wanted them to know that his peace would abide with them. A peace that is given not in the way the world gives, but given in the way that God gives. The way the world gives. You get something, it's really good, you like it, and then it's taken away. And that's a bummer. And that's kind of the end of the story. But the way God works, God gives. And God gives, and God gives. And eventually, us foolish people who don't quite get it, like the disciples, finally figure out, wow, we are blessed. God gives everything we need, life itself, food and sustenance and community and strength and love. And then we begin to walk with God and we know that God gives love and we feel that love and we look at the people around us and then someone we know and love and cherish dies. And we're back to thinking the way the world thinks. Well, God giveth and God taketh away, we quote to one another. And meanwhile, our hearts are broken and bereft, and we think we'll never, never get over that loss. But the wonder of God's peace is that even when that which we cherish more than any other, even that one whom we love more than any other, even when it seems all goodness and hope and light are gone, God does not leave us. Christ's peace abides, even in the hardest of times. So Jesus was trying to explain to his friends, first that he would die on the cross, and they didn't really see that one coming. And then he was trying to give them hope that the resurrection would happen, that he was going to the Father, but he was going to come back again. He tried to explain to them that Jesus and God the Father would actually come and live in us, in humanity, in people, in followers of Christ. I have said these things to you, Jesus said, while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Jesus understood that they weren't going to get it right then. Sometimes spiritual truths are just too mind-blowing, and we just can't get it. With our limited human intellect and imagination, even the most genius people don't fully understand God. And Jesus knew that. So Jesus was explaining that the Holy Spirit would come. After his death, after his resurrection, the Holy Spirit would come and help the disciples remember what he was trying to tell them. Even though it's a little strange the way the lectionary picks these verses out of the middle of a story and just gives us this little snippet to hear, it's not strange that we hear it on this Sunday in between Easter and Pentecost. It's not that long ago that we were celebrating the resurrection of Jesus and the promise of new life. And in two Sundays, we'll rejoice at Pentecost and we'll tell the story of the coming of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church. This is an in-between story, like so many other stories in Scripture. It's a story that is rooted in the resurrection of Jesus, but also hints at the coming of the Holy Spirit. Jesus calls the Spirit of God the Advocate, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit. In Greek, one of the words used for Spirit is pneuma. It's kind of strange. It's spelled with a what looks like a P at the beginning. So if you think of like pneumonia, it's that root. Pneuma in Greek means spirit. It also means breath. One and the same. The Holy Spirit of God is like the holy breath of God. That at the very beginning of creation in Genesis 1:1, we hear about God breathing the world into creation. And then after Jesus died on the cross and his human body was dead, the heart wasn't beating anymore, the blood wasn't flowing, the corpse was cold, lying in a borrowed tomb, the breath of God came and there was resurrection. And so now Jesus is trying to tell his friends and tell us about that breath of God, the pneuma, the spirit. Another word used in this passage, when Jesus refers to this Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, as the advocate or the counselor, in Greek, the word he uses is the paraclete. Think about parasailing and how you might be carried along in the air. Now, picture someone jumping out of an airplane. Why on earth someone like my husband would want to do that, I don't know. But picture someone for the very first time going skydiving. The very first time you go skydiving, you do it with someone else. You have a guide who's actually strapped to you. So just in case you panic and you forget to pull the cord on your chute, they're there and they pull it for you. The paraclete, literally in Greek, is one who comes alongside, one who accompanies. The Holy Spirit of God is like that jump instructor who is strapped to us and counts down and then tells us it's time to jump out of the plane. And even if we don't want to, because we're strapped together, we jump out of the plane, and there we are, far above the world. And we can see for miles. And we're filled with wonder. And perhaps a little bit of terror, too, as we begin to plummet towards Earth. And then that instructor says, it's time, and you pull the cord, and you're suspended, and you float gently to Earth. The paraclete is kind of like a parasail instructor, a paraglide teacher, someone who jumps out of airplanes with laymen and women who've never done such a crazy thing before in their lives. For the few old military guys here who've jumped out of planes countless times on their own and landed safely, God bless you. I am certain that the Holy Spirit was with you each and every time you did that. Jesus is trying to help his friends understand something that is beyond understanding, to comprehend something that's beyond human comprehension, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And what does Jesus say about that Holy Spirit? He says, peace I leave with you. I give you peace, not the way the world gives peace that, you know, gets you to calm down a little bit and then jerks the rug out from under you and you fall apart all over again. That's not the peace of Jesus. Peace I give you, he says, my peace I leave with you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. I wonder if describing peace, true peace, the peace of God, is as hard as describing the Holy Spirit itself. Maybe it's easier to talk about what peace is not. So here's a little example. Don and Mary Ann, Charles has already introduced to you our friends from Illinois, now Colorado, got to town yesterday. We had a wonderful visit together, telling stories and laughing together. We drove them up on Casper Mountain and out to Alcova and, of course, stopped at Sloan's to get an ice cream cone. Finally, after dinner, the sun had set, the night was upon us. It was time for us all to call it a night and go to bed. Well, Marion and Don had already met our pets, our two cats, and our dog, Brett. And from Brett's perspective, they are perfect house guests because they slathered him with attention and rubbed his belly and acknowledged his presence and his wonderfulness. So they had been accepted into the pack. Well, it came time to go to bed, so Don and Marianne settled in the guest room upstairs, and Charles and I headed downstairs. Brett followed us and laid in his little bed at the foot of our bed, and all the creatures in the house were sound asleep until about 2 a.m. Charles and I usually wait till 3 or 4 to get up in the middle of the night, but I think the Dungans are on a different time schedule, so someone upstairs got up about 2 a.m. I don't know, maybe they needed a drink of water, visit the little room next door to the bedroom, you know. Brett, he, canine of keen hearing, heard that someone was awake at 2 a.m. and promptly forgot that we had house guests. So Charles and I both sat bolt upright in bed because the dog is barking and running up the stairs, and I leap out of bed yelling after the dog. This, my friends, is not peace. But after I reminded the dog that we had house guests and they belonged there and they were welcome there and everything was fine, and he got back in his bed and settled down and the cats went back to sleep and my husband was snoring again, that felt a little bit more like peace. But peace is not just the absence of chaos and noise. God's peace is not just a break from war or turmoil. God's peace is deeper than that. It abides longer than that. The kind of peace that Christ gives. Well, that peace comes at 5:30 in the morning, when the cell phone rings and the pastor wakes up looking confused because it's not time for her alarm yet, and she says, "Hello." And on the other end of the phone is a voice explaining that they are dispatch with Casper Police Department. And a member of the church has requested that I come to their home. So I get up and dress hurriedly and drive across town to Jackie Greenlee's house, because her son has died in the middle of the night. And because I'm Jackie's pastor, because I'm your pastor, I have the privilege of holding her while she cries and then sitting next to her on the couch. And humbly knowing there is absolutely nothing I can say in that moment. There are no words anyone can give that will heal a mother's broken heart at finding her son dead. But it doesn't matter. Jackie didn't call me because I can be okay or even pretty good with words sometimes. Jackie called me because she needed the peace of God to hold her in that moment. So this morning, before 6 o'clock, you were at Jackie's house, embodying the peace of God for one of our own whose heart was breaking. I sat with Jackie as the police did what they needed to do, and we waited for other family to come. She turned to me and she said, "I'm really sorry I got you up so early. You must hate your job sometimes." I knew in that moment, I couldn't explain to her that actually there's no place else in that moment that I would rather be, and I was so thankful that she had called her church. She called you. I was the one who got to show up, but you were there. So thank you, friends, for holding Jackie in your prayers this week, for giving her a call, for sending her a card, maybe even for showing up at her house sometime with cookies. I don't know what you're going to do, but I know that you will care for her. The peace of God, as strange as it sounds, is not what we feel on a beautiful spring day when everything is perfect and lovely. It's not even necessarily what we feel when we're all alone on a mountaintop retreat, dwelling in the presence of God. The peace of God is what you feel when you're in the middle of chaos or darkness or grief that would break anyone's heart. The peace of God is what comes to you on that one morning when you absolutely don't want to get out of bed. You know what that day is in your life. It looks different for everybody, but there's at least one day when you're alive when you don't want to get out of bed. You just want to pull the covers up over your head and just stay there. But you get up. It's the peace of God, not hiding under the sheets, but the peace of God in your heart that gives you the courage to rise and do what you must do, to step into the world, to go into those hard places. That's the peace of God, the peace of Christ. Listen again to what Jesus said to his friends, to us. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. Believe in God. Believe also in me. May it be so, now and forevermore. Amen. Our closing hymn today is number 561. It is Well With My Soul. It is a hymn that speaks in its entirety of peace, and it was written in strange circumstances. The author was standing aboard a ship, and he was crossing the ocean at the exact place where his family had perished in a storm when these words came to him. We will sing together the first and last verses of It Is Well With My Soul. And if there is anyone here this morning who needs to pray for peace, you can come forward and ask a special petition. If there's anyone who's looking for a church home, we would welcome you here at First Christian. And if you've never placed your faith in Jesus Christ and received his abiding peace, you're invited to do so this morning as we stand and sing together verses 1 and 4, It Is Well With My Soul. There's a time of fellowship waiting for us. There's coffee and refreshments downstairs, some wonderful homemade cookies and fresh fruit. I hope that you'll stay for a few minutes. Greet someone that you may not know as well. Thank them for coming to church today and share a little bit of yourself before you get on with the weekend. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us pray. Oh, Jesus Christ, we love you. We praise you. And we thank you for your eternal peace. Let us join together in reading the benediction printed in the bulletin. It comes from Psalm 67, and it is the benediction shared at every one of our Disciple Women's Ministry meetings. Let us pray. God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause your face to shine upon us.
That your way may be known upon the earth, your saving help among all nations, through Jesus Christ our Lord.